You're listening to Bravo Should Be Fun with Liz, Alex, and Micah. I'ma bust it down on a free bitch. I'm a free bitch. It's a good show. You can see shit. Ain't no peeping.
Ain't no free bitch. Ain't no free shit. I don't want your tongue changed. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Bravo Should Be Fun. I'm one of your hosts, Micah.
I'm Alex.
I'm Liz.
What's going on, ladies? How was our weekend? Ross hates it when people say that. How are we doing?
How was our weekend?
How was our weekend, ladies?
It makes me feel like I'm a couple. I like it.
We're a throuple. We're not a couple. We're a throuple, ladies.
I've been doing my Beverly Hills rewatch, so that's been thoroughly enjoyable. And I've actually found a lot of counterpoints to Kyle's current, you know, her saying that her and Dorit were never that good of friends and they never took vacations together. They definitely did. I have proof. They took a vacation.
Name them.
For sure, with all the families, like during COVID. I think it was like the end tail of COVID, like end of 2020 or middle of 2020. Went to Mexico, all their families. Like, Kyle's such a liar. She's so different this season.
Yeah, it's annoying. She's an annoying person.
And she's so light and funny and drinks like a fish. And these seasons were just, like, magical, honestly. Even the end of when, like, Lisa Vanderpump was, you know, kind of stopped recording or stopped filming with people. It still was just amazing drama. I've kind of forgotten how good Beverly Hills was and their fashions, you know, good or bad, because some of it definitely was trashy. But, you know, Erica Jane.
Oh, my God.
I'm like just at the episode now where she divorces Tom.
No.
So this is before all of the fraud stuff comes out. Yeah.
It's so ingrained in me that she's like single now. It's wild to think that she was ever with that old man.
Yeah. And like the way he sometimes would speak to her was pretty gross, you know, like snapping at her for just being a part of a conversation.
Yeah.
And it.
We're talking. Like, ugh. Please, Liz, I'm talking. That's like what
Please,
Tom would
Erica.
Do.
Please.
Erica, I'm talking.
I know, right?
Okay, Tom, calm your tits.
It was just so uncalled for. Also, the fact that he never went to see her on Broadway was gross. Like, go see your wife on Broadway.
Right? Opening night, dummy.
That doesn't take that long. And that's huge. That's the biggest thing she's ever accomplished.
Right. I know. It's inarguably the coolest. He didn't even bother. Like, dude, you need to be there opening night, like front and center, cheering the loudest.
And he has a jet. He has a private jet.
With flowers.
With flowers. Throwing flowers on stage.
Yes. Ridiculous. Maybe he couldn't get like a travel pass. He knew it was like he was going to go to jail soon or prison or something. He was like, I don't think I can go, guys. Cross state lines.
I mean, maybe they did give him a warning or something that like charges were going to be coming soon. I don't know. Maybe. And he would be like a flight risk. I don't know. Maybe there's something there. Alex, I want to hear about your meme making adventure.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Girl.
Just all the memes that you've been on fire with.
You're a meme factory. It's awesome.
That's how boredom at work is. But if my bosses are listening, I'm very productive.
That's so funny. I love it.
Butts in the seat. I hate that when people say they want butts in the seat.
I know. Me too.
I don't really heard that one before.
Well, consider yourself blessed.
You want butts in the seat?
I have no seats to fill with butts. I don't know. I've never been concerned.
Oh, my God. Well, ladies, I wanted to give a quick shout out. Joe, welcome home. I hope your trip to Madrid was cool. And also.
Hi, Joe.
Yeah. Hi, Joe. Yay. And then also, we actually have a lot of listeners in Taiwan. And we definitely wanted to take a second to say hi to our listeners over there and say we hope you're okay and we're praying for you. If that's, you know, I don't know about you guys, but I've been thinking about you guys in Taiwan and we really hope you guys are safe and okay over there.
Yeah, that earthquake looks scary.
Very, very scary.
A lot of earthquakes lately.
I know.
Crazy to read about the one in New York or New Jersey, technically. But
oh, yeah, that's nuts.
Ross's aunt lives over there and she didn't even feel it. So that's good. Yeah.
Oh, really? See, my coworker that I work with every day, like constantly on with her because in her New York office, and she was at home in New Jersey, like 11 miles from the epicenter, and said it sounded like her house was blowing up. Because they have like an older house and they were like thinking about replacing the boiler, and she thought it was like the boiler just exploded.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Scary.
Oh man.
That's a nightmare.
And then we have an eclipse on Monday, which will be fun.
We do. That's tomorrow for us.
A cool experience. Yes. Tomorrow for us, but when the listeners are hearing it.
That's right.
Do not stare directly at the sun.
Does anybody really do that? Like, is that a thing?
Oh, yeah. Imagine how many dumb people there are.
That's very true.
Yeah, but you could get disability possibly after if you lose your sight.
Not if you're dumb.
I'm not encouraging that at all. I'm just saying.
What's the disability? Like stupidity?
No, like disability compensation. Like, you don't have to work anymore.
Yeah, that would be cool. Maybe I will look at the sun.
Should we get into Summer House?
There's so much going on right now. It's crazy. So many shows. It's been hard to keep up with.
I did just see, unfortunately, like evidence that Sierra and Wes might not be together still. But after this week, I'm happy for that because of him being gross and like kind of setting up Jesse Solomon to air their dirty laundry at the fact that they haven't been having sex yet or hadn't had sex yet, which I just think is such a violation and really gross of Jesse to bring up.
I mean, yeah, I think that, you know, I still like Jesse. I'm not going to be like, let's kick him off the show. But yeah,
he's entertaining. I'll give you that.
He's like the definition of effing around and finding out. And so I really feel like he's going to learn his lesson from this and have to say I'm sorry and move it along. Because that's not cool.
I just think it's kind of gross that West was sort of like pushing her to sleep together. And like, I just don't know. She obviously was so burned by Austin that she doesn't want.
But I didn't get that West is pushing it.
Like, she doesn't want to have a public relationship, I think.
Yeah, probably not. But
I don't know. Like, you mean pushing like them sleeping together?
I didn't get that vibe from West. No, I'm sure he like he obviously would want to. But
I didn't either. But he was saying to Jesse, he was like in the confessional, he was like, well, I kind of want to know what she says. You know what I mean? Like, kind of like it was out there. He probably spoke to Jesse being like, yeah, I don't know why she won't sleep with me.
You know, men, all they think about is that, right? Like, you know that, right? That's all they think about.
I know.
We have feelings, too.
Yeah.
I know.
I have a brain.
We're not just pieces of meat.
That's right. We've got other stuff going on. Okay, guys. Come on. No, that's like yeah. All they think about all the time. It would be burdening.
I love this NASCAR theme. And oh my God, Craig looked so hot with like the smudges of dirt on his face and like the mechanics outfit.
I know. Paige was all about it.
To change a career.
He's never looked better.
Yeah. Go be a mechanic, Craig. Yeah.
That's a new role-playing assignment, I think. Like, mechanic.
If he ever became a lawyer, he could have been a collision lawyer and then dressed up like a mechanic in the commercials. Oh, my God. He's missing out on this.
He is a lawyer.
Okay, then this is what he needs to do.
I've heard that his practice isn't active anymore.
Maybe not.
Oh, no.
He seems to be pretty busy.
He's getting Bravo money. Like,
yeah, I think.
Who's going to represent me, guys?
Ross. Ross will represent you, girl.
That's true. My in-house counsel.
Yeah, our legal team will handle it. Don't worry.
The driving the go-karts around the house was cracking me up, too, where, like, Paige was, like, actively, like, ruining those walls that they were, like, the, you know, the molding along the floorboards, like, slamming into them with that little go-kart.
That was so funny.
Pissed. I bet they get their security deposit back every year.
I liked Lindsay riding around with Carl, too. I thought that was cute.
I wish they would have had at least like one little kid car, like one little Barbie car.
I know. That would have been funny.
Oh, yeah. They don't go too fast. They're not the quickest little. Or like a Hummer. So many kids have those little Hummers these days.
Oh, yeah. My oldest, she used to have like a Mercedes car. It was so cute. Now it's like a Disney princess car for the little one. Yeah, they're sweet.
When we were little, there was like one or two options and my parents never got
me neither.
And then I aged out. So
I was gonna say I never had one.
I know. I missed out.
I know.
So
they're
jealous.
So awesome. I want one. I wish I had one now that I could like fit into. That'd be sweet.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I plan on taking my nieces when she's too big.
I just watched this scene on Beverly Hills where Kyle gets that little like it's like a car.
I forgot about that thing.
But it's like basically a two-seater go-kart.
Yeah.
I think it's called the Vanderhall, and it's really sick. Wait, is it those like, but that would be like a grown-up
version. Slingshot cars? Is that what you're talking about? It's like a slingshot?
They kind of look like that. I don't know what a slingshot car is, but that sounds about right because they're really long and skinny, and it's like a two-seater with a small little trunk. Did you guys catch when Paige said to Craig that the way that Carl and Lindsay are acting makes her wonder if the way, I guess it sounded to me like she was questioning marriage.
It like, is this how it's supposed to be? When she thinks about Kyle and Amanda and then Carl and Lindsay, and I'm going to just let y'all know, no, that is not how it should be. Marriage should be fun. Okay.
Well, that's good to know.
Throw that out there. Marriage should be fun.
Right.
Mine is right. Anyway.
Just like Bravo should be
exactly.
Fun.
Exactly. If you're not married to your best buddy, like you ain't doing it right, in my opinion. So.
What did you guys think of that house that they went to go look at? Because actually, it turns out that house was in the Hamptons. They were making it seem like it was in Jersey because they call it the Burbs, but it was not. It was in the Hamptons.
I don't understand the point of that. Yeah, it's definitely in the Hamptons. And I just don't understand why they're doing that. Like, why are you lying about going to see houses? It's weird.
I know, right? I mean, clearly just like a production thing, I think.
And what does she mean? She wants to go for like a month at a time?
Yeah, what the hell is that?
She wants to be away from him. She doesn't want to be in the city.
It's the hair.
I call it. They're like divorced in the next year.
I hope so. If this isn't all fake, like for the show, just like for production, it's a shit show. I should have asked Carl when I met him.
Yeah, you should have.
He wouldn't tell me anyway. He wouldn't want me putting that on blast.
That just seems so miserable.
It does. It looks miserable. It probably is miserable. Amanda does not seem like a happy person.
It has to be miserable. He just wants to be in the city and I don't blame him.
Right. I mean, it was funny when her argument is like, but you're not going to be with the kids all the time. What kids? You don't have any kids. What the fuck are you talking about? Pardon my French. But yeah, like I thought that was so ridiculous.
They're totally misaligned because he was thinking that when they talk, like, this is at the end of the episode, so I'm jumping ahead a bit, but we'll obviously go back. But, like, he was saying, like, oh, we'll look at houses once it comes time for, like, kids to go on, you know, kiddie play dates. But, like, having a baby or a newborn in the city is absolute hell. I've, like, stayed with my friend when she had a young kid in New York, and it is absolute hell with a stroller, and if you're in, like, a walk-up apartment. It's hell. I don't know what kind of apartment they have. It's probably not a walk-up.
You know what else is hell, like, when you have a newborn?
Hell. Like, think of all the street noise waking up the baby.
Oh, I know. But you know what else sucks whenever you have a newborn? Is that if you don't have a good marriage, your marriage sucks really bad when you have a newborn.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think those two should be embarking on that journey. I'm not going to lie. I don't think they need a kid.
No. And you can tell they're hesitant about it.
Well, yeah. Kyle's an idiot. So I know you guys love him. I like him too. I really do. I find him entertaining. But would I want to be married to that? Hell no.
No. Oh, hell no.
Exactly. Exactly. He needs somebody who's like just going to be like happy. And
appreciates him being so social.
Right. And doesn't want to like have children.
This is a square peg in a round hole.
Yeah. They're introvert and extrovert. And sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't. But like, and even we see a clip in the next episode of him being like, being in the marriage with you is like so
lonely.
Yeah,
that's sad.
And that should not be how it feels.
No, let me tell you what. You're not supposed to feel lonely when you're with your spouse. I'll just put that out there. And there are times, listen,
right.
Not everything is roses and sunshine all the time. Like, it does take work, but honestly, there's like too much work to be done there. They need to just call it. You need to quit. It's like, what did Paige say? You got to clock out.
And they both don't want to go to couples counseling. They're like, she says, he brings up a couple weeks ago at Cowfish about going to couples counseling. And she's like, no, not right now. Maybe it's just because I'm on my period. But no, I don't want to do it right now. So like, what are they doing? They're wasting so much time. Like, she's obviously not as old as him.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. He doesn't like, I don't know. If he waits much longer, it's going to be weird because like, you don't want to be a super old dad.
Well, already he's 40. It just seems like they really need a reality check with why they're with each other. And like, if they're with each other because of, you know, they both think the other person's hot, then, you know, looks are going to fade eventually.
Right. Yeah. That's not a long term.
And then what are you left with?
Well, and it's like you said, opposites attract, but like, you really shouldn't marry your opposite. That's a huge mistake.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Yeah, so that's like so romanticized of like opposites attract.
Yeah, it is attractive and it can be fun for a little while, but at the end of the day, it's not going to last. I would say 99% of the time.
I want Gabby back. Like, where's she been for the past two episodes?
Yeah,
I
don't where Danielle. Has she been?
But I want Gabby back.
We will trade Danielle for Gabby.
I don't know. They don't even tell us.
I forgot she was there until she showed up to that like bar or whatever.
And the fact that her and Sierra are kind of like friends now.
So weird, right? But I like that. I love a good girl clique. You know, I want them all.
I like that they can put their issues behind each other. Because that was just like, that was because of Lindsay a couple seasons ago. Ugh. Okay, well, now it's time to get into the most annoying storyline of this episode. Carl making Kyle a flower boy. And I want to wring Carl's neck.
No, I've seen, okay, first of all, Kyle has been very vocal about not marrying Lindsay. There's no fucking reason he needs any involvement in that wedding. Like, I think that making him a flower boy is the nicest option.
He has not been that vocal. He's not been that vocal to the group, though, I don't think. I think it was more like...
So what? I wouldn't ride for that. Mm-mm. No, thank you. You can stay out of my wedding.
But she is a psychopath.
I don't have a lot of memories of that, honestly. Maybe I really am just like blinded by Kyle.
I feel like it's been a bit that he was like so against her. Am I wrong?
I know. See, yeah, I agree. No, I feel like it's been a bit that I can't remember.
I mean, who cares? I wouldn't be okay with it. Personally, I have also been told recently that I can be abruptly dismissive, and that is not wrong. It's my Taurus energy. Don't cross me.
And
I'm
who told
out.
You this?
Deuces. Yeah, I'm not inherently cold. I was like, you know what? Maybe I am. I don't really even care.
You're not cold. You're inherently cold. Okay. Well, I appreciate your viewpoint because that was not the page I'm on at all. I am like, especially with all the opportunities that Kyle has given Carl, and the fact that Carl was the officiant in Kyle's wedding.
That's where I thought, like, it was shitty.
You would feel so bad if you made someone a bridesmaid.
He does have the flower boy personality, but like, he's not a flower boy.
Well, yeah, he is. Look at his dumbass hair. I wouldn't want him standing up there next to me with that dipshit hair. No, thank you.
Okay, he doesn't have to be like best man, so he won't be in every shot. He could be like further down.
He wants to look like an idiot. Let him look like an idiot. Be my flower boy.
I'm so happy this wedding never happened.
I know.
Honestly.
I know.
Like, it's made the world a better place that this wedding never happened.
I wish they had actually had the wedding, but just not gotten married. You can have a wedding and just not be married for real. Just never do the marriage certificate.
Just have a big party.
Just had the party.
Yeah, man. I would love to have seen Kyle's a flower boy because that's what he deserves for that stupid hair. It's driving me nuts.
Oh, so you mean like have him do like a commitment ceremony?
No, just pretend. It's like a play. It's like watching a play.
Yeah, exactly.
No, and then there's no marriage license. I'm all for it.
I'm just so mad for Kyle that he has stuck his neck out for Carl multiple times, given him jobs, let him go to work coked up and not gotten fired, and given him like, you know, six salary, or what do you call it?
Six figure?
Six digit salary.
Six figure.
Six yeah. figures. Thank you. And he's like helped Carl so much when he didn't deserve it.
Kyle's haircut really has been grinding my gear, but you do have a point. And
it has. It's like clouded your
really
vision.
It is like blinding to me. It's all I can see. That's all I see when I look at him is a mullet.
All you can see from the side and the back, not the front.
I can't even notice Carl's veneers because I'm looking at that mullet. Anytime they're together anyway. I don't think Carl's veneers look bad. I think they look pretty good.
Oh, no. Carl's...
Ew.
In person?
Oh, watch the latest Watch What Happens Live. They're really bad. Lispy.
Did he have a lisp? Yeah, I was like, he's got a lisp some practice now. Then. His teeth are too big.
Maybe he just needs to get used to it.
Wait, maybe he got them after you met him.
No, because the Summer House was filmed, you know, back in the summer.
Yeah, but what if he got a new set?
No, but he just did Watch What Happens Live.
Oh, so yeah, they're not on the show yet.
They're not. He's not listening.
That's
on the
why
show.
I haven't noticed.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll let you guys know.
Yep. It's It was on Watch What Happens Live, and it was, he was lisping really badly. And then he was next to Trishelle, who was like giving him shit. It was kind of funny. This Italian night was so beautiful. I love that they got it catered, but also I just love the lemons everywhere. I love that as decor.
I love that Paige was like, what do I do as a lady of leisure? I love that. Good for you, Paige.
I know. Yeah, I just watched that. Yeah. What does a lady of leisure do in their spare time?
Nothing. You just leisure.
You get a pool boy and you eat bonbons.
Yeah, exactly. You leisure about. I also like the tension at dinner with Amanda and Kyle, where like Amanda was starting to talk. Kyle was like shushing people and Amanda was like, don't be such an asshole. Like, he was trying to shush people for you. I'm just so over this energy. Like, they're almost as bad as Carl and Lindsay. Like, when Carl and Lindsay are bad, they're bad. But Amanda and Kyle are right up there.
They're so much worse because they're actually married to each other. Yes. Like, they're a lot worse. Like, I just don't.
There is that. I mean, at least, like, Amanda's not accusing him of doing drugs and all that, you know. There's that, but just as bad, still demeaning.
I don't really understand how they can like be together after he cheated.
At Cowfish, when she was like, oh, we sealed that right up. I felt like that was throwing it in his face a little.
That's definitely how it felt. And I think that then she has proceeded to hold it against him for the rest of their marriage together. And it's not going
well. I would have just castrated him.
And has like, almost on purpose, not gotten over it.
You don't get over that. You just don't. You might be able to pretend or try to. It's not something you get over. You can try as you might, but it's not going to happen.
If she realizes she can't get over it, then she should move on. Like, it's an unforgivable thing. I don't blame her for that.
Right. She should have gone Ariana and bounced. Get rid of him. Sorry, but like, I don't think for a second that a lot of that resentment towards him, I don't think it's just about the haircut. I think it's also about the cheating that happened.
Yeah, obviously.
And they work together. That's too much together time.
Because he made her. That part I thought was really dumb. Like, him making her work there.
My husband works at home and I love it. It's my favorite. So we get to hang out all the time.
Oh, he doesn't go in at all?
No. I mean, his office is out of Williamsburg in Brooklyn. So, nope, that would be one hell of a commute.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Whenever we're in Brooklyn, he goes in. So that's fun.
Anything more on Summer House?
I mean, I loved the parties.
It wasn't the most dramatic episode. I mean, all I want to say is, like, Carl is a pussy for not making Kyle a groomsman. That's my stance.
Yeah.
But.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
You know.
He's trying to keep the new wifey happy.
Exactly. The new not wifey.
The ex-future wifey.
All right. Well, should we do Martha's Vineyard and keep it in the Summer House family?
Yes. Let's. I love Martha's Vineyard.
I'm really liking it.
It's very entertaining.
Yeah, like, they're funny. Shanice, I love her. She is wild.
Shanice is just like a raw open wound, basically. And the way she's reacting to this, like, you know, you're not well dressed is, you know, silly, but she was drunk. And just the fact that, like, she has these allegations of stalking on her rap sheet just makes her a very entertaining person, I think.
I know. It is pretty funny. Poor thing. Oh, my God. I can totally see her going, like, because she's a partier. I bet she, like, drank and then went batshit nuts.
I have been meaning to look up the actor, because it was an actor on that show, Insecure, and I loved that show, but I haven't watched it in a little while, so I need to go back and watch it.
Insecure? Wait.
Oh, it's amazing.
Did I watch that show?
Yeah. It was on HBO, Issa Rae.
Yes, it's I did watch that show.
Oh, my God. I meant to tell you guys, I started that show, The Queen's Gambit. It's so good. Ross and I are like,
I have never watched that.
Yeah, just watch it. I thought it would be boring. It's about like chess and stuff, but oh man, it's good. It's real good. Man, it really like makes you think. Some people out there are really, really smart.
And some are really, really dumb.
Some people are really dumb too.
Well, unfortunately, that's most of the population. Yeah.
Right, right. Because it's based on a true story, I believe.
Okay, I was wondering that too. I haven't like bother to look it up or anything because I wasn't that super invested. But yeah, I thought maybe it was.
Yeah. Well, nothing crazy happened. I mean, just like Nick making women uncomfortable, Jordan talking about her alopecia journey, which is really
nothing crazy happened.
What?
Yeah, Shanice popped off.
Yeah, I was like, Shanice yelled at dinner.
Well, she popped off. But
and then
like,
she said she didn't have any money for clothes.
She said you didn't invite the girl that you were in.
Oh my God, I know. How awkward.
It was inside you.
Yeah, who was inside? Who you were
okay,
inside
well,
of.
Okay, well, Alex, you take it from here.
That's weird, man.
I didn't write as many notes as you did. So you take it away.
That was it. Was that girl at dinner just saying that? I was like, oh my God.
That was pretty bad.
But did you expect anything different from Alex? Alex is such a fuckboy. And he thinks like his relation to John Legend is, you know, supposed to open doors for him and he can get any women he wants because of
he's
it.
On a show. So maybe it did open a door.
No.
No. No, he cannot get any woman he wants.
No.
Very true. He can't. Can't do it.
I don't know. Now I want women to turn him down because of this. Like, I hope that he gets rejected in the future now.
Noelle's into him, though.
Oh, yeah. I think that's going to happen with him and Noelle, which is disappointing.
Come on.
Jordan turned him down, which was good.
I love Noelle. She's, like, the coolest one on the show.
I love
She's
Noelle.
A bad bitch.
I do love her. She's the one with the dog, right?
No, that's Bria.
Oh, sorry.
Bria battles with everyone, and I think it's so funny because she's all little and petite and has this little dog, and she's got.
That's why I find her funny.
She got no business pissing everybody off, but she just really rubs everybody the wrong way. It's so funny.
And then she just keeps going with it, which I appreciate.
She sure does.
Watching this show, though, and like, constantly on Dachshund Watch to like see if Milo is safe. So I feel like that overshadows my enjoyment of the show. Like them bringing the dog on the boat, I was like, he's gonna slip through the little netting, like
yes.
his little legs, you know? Like, or he's gonna fall overboard.
He needs a life jacket.
I'm just on constant Dachshund Watch.
Constant Dachshund Watch.
Yeah, they make life jackets for dogs. Like, put them on.
Make life jackets for dogs. They got the little handle on top and everything.
Yeah,
aww.
Exactly. Yes. I know.
What did I say to you guys the other day? I was talking about how bad I want like a fur coat. And I'm like, yeah, I would skin Milo for a fur coat.
Oh, yeah. That started some turmoil in the chat. I like, do you know how when some women see babies and they're like, oh my God, my ovary is exploding, blah, blah, blah.
No.
I'm like, whenever I see a long-haired mini dachshund, my dachshund ovaries explode.
Oh my God. My little one is definitely a daddy's girl.
Puppies are my love language.
Puppies are your love language. That's amazing.
What else about Martha's Vineyard? Oh, Mariah is coming back. Remember that Spitfire last year? She like yelled at Bria for the clothes in the laundry.
Oh my God, that's right. She's coming back.
I didn't finish the whole season.
I'm pretty sure.
You see Phil there too, right? Doesn't Phil come back? Or they talk about Phil?
Yes. Oh, that's right. Phil. Oh, Phil. All I'll think about is him taking a shit and not flushing it. So.
Ew.
I'll react that way towards Phil. Like, you can't overcome that.
I want to just see what happens when he shows up. Like, no more bathroom stuff. I don't like anything like that, but.
Redeem yourself, Phil. Redeem yourself.
He seems like he might be a good time, though. I don't know.
I remember thinking he was really cute.
Yeah, I get like a vibe that he's like the party animal and like the fun one, but he just came in a little bit. He got a little too crazy. So,
yeah, because he wanted Nick's room. I think that was the issue.
I don't hate Nick. I kind of love him.
I do too. I like Nick a lot. He's ridiculous, but I love him. He dressed up like Arthur Ashe for crying out loud. So precious.
I think that's why I love exactly. him.
The fact that all of those guys didn't know who Arthur Ashe
I know.
Was, though.
How ridiculous.
Like, disappointing.
Get it together, guys. Come on.
Like, he has a stadium named after him.
I know. He's a badass. We didn't talk about Jordan's alopecia. That made me sad. I was like, oof, rough.
Yeah, especially the fact that, like, a modeling job did that to her hair. I mean, I wonder if that's, like, grounds for suing or something.
I don't know. Probably not, because If she agreed to it,
I'm sure there's something in the contract that they protect themselves. Yeah, you
can't unless it happened to a lot of people. Like, you just can't control how you're going to react to things. Like, my skin, it drives me insane. I have so many issues with it. Literally went to a shaman to fix it. We're going to see if that works.
Oh yeah.
And let me tell you, after a certain amount of time, it just I'm just so fucking over it. But my point being, you have no idea. Like, the things that bother me, probably the rest of the world, it doesn't matter. So I don't know. It doesn't bother everybody.
Yeah, true.
If I could sue somebody, I totally would.
Same.
Do we want to pivot to Potomac and the first reunion or the day one?
I don't really remember much that happened, but I did love the end of that season.
I know. It was a little underwhelming. I mean, just all I remember is fuck Gisele Bryant because she was making fun of Candace when Candace started crying and being like such a bitch.
That was so ridiculous. I don't care like what your beef is with somebody, but if they start crying, they're upset, like you have no compassion. Dude, that's not cool.
Yeah.
Poor thing.
I just don't get where Gisele gets off.
I know. Who do you think you are, Gisele?
I know. And she's nothing on Candace. I thought it was weird that we already know that, like, now I'm getting conflicting reports of, like, who's gone. Like, Candace, I believe, is for sure gone.
I think she's for sure.
But now I'm seeing conflicting things about if Ashley's gone or if Ashley's fired or if Wendy's fired. Like, it's confusing.
I don't know. And I want to say Candace stepped back on her own, I believe. I think because it's just not working for her. Yeah, and I think that she cares too much about her marriage for this crap.
And she wants to, like, go on tour for her music. Like, she has an actual career going on. So that's understandable.
I love her, though. She's got the best one-liners. Oh, my God.
I've grown on her. She's grown on me so much. Like, I used to really dislike her the first couple episodes she was on because she was very, like, abrasive with people.
I didn't care. I was here for it. It was so funny. My favorite line from her is like, Ashley's a raggedy bitch, but she is a good mom. Makes me so happy to think about.
Not today, neck. Not today, ankles.
Ankles.
I can't wait to tell somebody that they're a raggedy bitch. I just want to call that somebody that. Yeah. Their face.
I know. It's so good. Also weird that they like didn't do a little disclaimer before it started about like this was recorded before Karen got her DUIs. You know, they did that for Shannon.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Well, but why would they need to do that?
Not that like it was. I just think it's like an important piece of context for like Karen. The way she goes about life is very much like, you know, she's the grand dame. She, you know, reports to no one. She does her own thing. She's like the grand dame, you know, she has nothing to like make up to anyone. She's not groveling for anything. And this would be her coming in with the, like, if she got the DUI before the reunion, she would be coming in a different person. I feel like she would be groveling. And
I don't think she would. She made some bullshit up about being sad about her mom dying 7 years ago on Mother's Day, which is still like not even coming up. It's next month.
Yeah, it just
still
adds context to her. Right, exactly. It was such a bullshit excuse because she wasn't taking accountability for the danger she was putting other people
in.
I
hate that. Like, yeah, that drives me nuts. And I feel like everybody makes mistakes, like shit happens, but come on.
Yeah.
I know. She's grown enough to get it. She's grown enough to get it.
Exactly. She's rich enough to get a driver.
Didn't she have a driver?
Call an Uber. It's not hard.
I thought that one guy was still driving her ass around. The one that came to the press conference years ago, and then he like randomly shows up everywhere, Matt or something.
Oh, the assistant.
Yeah, Matt. I thought he was the driver too.
Probably. She probably just says he's her driver. She probably says he's a chef when he goes to get a snack for her.
Well, he's her assistant. Yeah, he's like a jack of all trades, does whatever.
Like me and my legal team.
Right, exactly. But then the Mia and Gordon stuff, I mean, just the fact of like G, when they were in the back in the changing rooms, dressing rooms, when she was on the phone with Link, or is it Ink or Link?
Ink. It's Ink. Yeah, Ink. I-N-C. Ink.
The radio DJ, radio personality. Wait, Calix, would you be able, do you know what radio station he's on? Like, since you're in the area?
Is he in my area?
Like, wouldn't you be able to listen to him?
Probably.
I mean, Potomac would technically be, right?
I wonder if he was like satellite or something. I don't know.
I just like, oh yeah, that's true. There are so many options now for like Sirius XM. And
that was wild seeing Gordon say hi to him over the phone. I was like, wait, what? And apparently Gordon just didn't care that she was like stepping out.
Well, so that's like an open marriage, which is fine, you know, but.
Is it fine though? Because look
what's
happening.
Now the paternity test stuff. Yeah, the paternity test stuff gets so messy and like.
Her kid doesn't deserve to have that aired out on TV.
No,
that rubs
exactly.
me the wrong way so bad. Like,
get the paternity test done so you can know.
Well, like, shut up about it on TV. Like, I understand. I hate when they blur reality and then Kyle Richards, and all of a sudden we're not getting a damn thing. But also, you have to protect your children, and that's not cool to do to this kid.
Right. Yeah.
So that to me was like really overstepping.
We'll see what happens. I guess the other reunion is on. Next part is on tonight.
Oh, yeah.
As well as Summer House, Martha's Vineyard. So we've got to watch that.
Heck yeah.
Shall we move on to Vanderpump Rules?
We shall.
And the water tasting.
Oh my God, that water tasting.
That should have been a colonic.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not going to lie. You're probably correct.
The water was wasted.
I love that marketing for a $1,000 bottle of water. Like, that might be the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Just bejeweling, just like gluing on little sparklies onto a bottle and saying it's
somebody went nuts with their bedazzler and they're like,
yeah,
this costs $1,000.
Right.
No, that's got to be certified dinosaur piss. Like that guy was saying, like, I need this certified something for $1,000.
Yeah, we need to test it for dinosaur urine.
Gross.
I did love that little man, though. He was great.
He was funny.
He was the best part of the damn episode.
He was precious. I would do a water tasting if you want. Like, sir, you're invited. We'll do it.
I know.
Just to hang out with him.
I honestly, I would do this. I remember thinking that like certain bottled water had like, it tasted like carrot water. There was some type of bottled water, maybe like Evian possibly.
What the hell is carrot water?
It just tastes like a hint of carrot in it, you know?
When you wash carrots or whatever.
It matters.
Yeah, exactly. Ode to carrots.
If you grow up in Odessa, Texas, you really learn how to appreciate water.
Oh, yeah. See, going to school in Columbia, Missouri, that water is trash. St. Louis water is amazing because Budweiser, the brewery, purifies it.
Awesome. Hell yeah.
St. Louis water is amazing. All I drink is tap water.
Oh, my God. That's cool. I like it.
I know. I heard New York City water's good, too, from the tap.
New York City is, like, the best water in the world. You know, a lot of the bagel places, like,
oh, yeah.
There's a bagel spot in Florida, and they get water from New York City to make their bagel.
They tip in bagel, yeah.
Yeah.
It's all about the water for the bagels.
I know. I had no idea. I was like, what a fun fact.
A lot of people really love Poland Springs bottled water. I hear a lot of that.
It's good.
Really?
I used to buy that a lot.
Oh, my God. Every time. Every time.
Wait, so in your guys' town?
No, do Saratoga. It's way better.
How do you guys get your water? Do you only do bottled water? Or do you have like a Brita filter?
Oh, no, I do bottled.
Mine comes out of the fridge.
Oh, okay. You do bottled water, Alex?
Yeah. I'm broker than a white fridge, or my place is decorated less than a white fridge. I have like a gray mini fridge, so no water is coming out of that thing. Or ice. No ice is being made either.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. I never want to go back to
honey,
that life.
Not a white refrigerator.
Not a white refrigerator.
I have a white refrigerator. It sucks.
You do too, but it's like white because it matches our cabinet.
Is it full size?
Yeah, no, same.
Oh, nice.
Mine's a full size, yeah. Are half fridges a thing?
Well, like a mini, like, yeah.
I have like a 3/4 of a fridge in my freaking kitchen.
Oh, I know which ones you mean. I know exactly which ones you mean.
I wanted to get that. Yeah. Have you guys seen like the cute little Smeg ones? I wanted to get like a pink one for our garage and was like, Ross shot it down. He's like, we're not, my garage fridge is not going to be a cute little pink fridge. No.
Oh.
Damn it.
See, that's when you go and do it without his permission.
We don't have a deep freeze, but we finally did get our garage fridge. Our friend dropped it off at our house. So we were very excited. He got it for free on a construction site. So thanks, Tommy.
Oh, nice.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Thanks, dude. So, anyway, now we keep all of our crap in it. But in the winter, it gets cold in Buffalo at night. So, like, our fridge is constantly freezing everything. It's really annoying. Cokes, like, explode. So we have to keep it unplugged in the winter.
Oh, no way. Like, can you not even keep sodas in it?
Not in the winter. I mean, you can, but we just unplug it. So.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Damn.
I know. But it stays cold enough. It's, like, fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now we are plugging it back in. It's the whole thing. More crap for me to worry about, I guess.
Having a second fridge, I miss that every day. To be able to have, like, stock drinks.
Alex doesn't even have a whole one, and I got two. Yeah. Sorry, Alex.
What's a cold drink like?
Rub it in.
It's refreshing.
And my ice cubes. Plink, plink, clink.
Yeah, you these goddamn ice cubes.
Okay, there's a whole trend of, like, people refilling their ice trays on TikTok. I fuck with that trend. I love the clinking sound.
Oh my God, I watch those
too. It's because people make, like, special, like, infused ice cubes, like, put little fruits in them and little, like, essences, like, mint leaves.
For a second, I was about to get really annoyed with you, but nah, that's cool.
I'm so glad I saved you from that annoyance.
You like to watch ice freeze? Cool, Liz.
On a time lapse, Micah.
I like to watch water freeze.
I like to watch paint dry.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, I kind of do, because paint always comes out all blotchy. And then when it dries, it's nice. Oh, I mean, I don't like to watch it dry. It is kind of funny.
Yeah.
See the before and the after. I would always freak out and trim it. I don't know. I had to repaint my entire house. It was, like, covered in all this hideous wallpaper. So, yeah.
Oh, so wallpaper's, like, back in now.
Well, not this wallpaper. There was sad kitty wallpaper.
Yeah, that's, like, new wallpaper.
Oh, I know there's very, yeah, I know there's very tragic old wallpaper.
Kennedy loved the kitty wallpaper. I felt so bad for ripping that down. I had to. We don't even like cats. Kennedy does, but
I know
me.
That is very off-brand for you guys. Yeah, that's kitty not, wallpaper.
Yeah, we can't be having that in my house.
You should have sent it to Alex and I.
I know, I would have put it up. Nice little border around the place.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah. Oh my God, a border.
Yeah, I would come in and your house would be, like, covered in it. Maybe I'll look for Milo wallpaper.
Oh yeah, Dachshund wallpaper. I bet there is some out there.
Oh my God, I just saw Sophia Richie has Dachshund a wallpaper.
No way.
In her closet.
Look at us, really? Guys. We're coming up with a trend. Would. Man, let's go into the wallpaper biz.
Although, wait, her husband was friends with Diddy, who I thought was, like, implicated in the suit that he's, because her husband's dad is a big music, you know, record company owner.
She's pregnant right now.
Guy, but here's the thing. Not everybody who knows somebody who's a pervert is also a pervert.
No, I just think he was implicated in the
Diddy
stuff.
I guarantee we've all met a pervert. Okay. It just odd.
I just think he was implicated in the shit that Diddy was doing.
Okay. Well, that's different. I guess. I don't know. I don't know much about the Diddy thing. You would think I would be all over it. I don't care that much. I mean, it's awful, but I don't know anything.
Well, we haven't heard anything since, is what I'm surprised by. Like, there's been no updates, which is annoying.
Guys, did y'all watch the Nickelodeon thing? I don't even know where the hell we are right now. But,
we're off track on VPR, but yes, I watched all of Quiet on Set. Actually, there's supposed to be a new episode out right now.
I don't know that I can watch it anymore.
That was a little early, or that was a little, like, past my time of Nickelodeon, like, all the Drake and Josh stuff. But I still just, like, obviously fucked with all that. Fucked with Kenan and Kel.
Oh, I loved Kenan and Kel. They were so great.
Yeah.
And all that. It was like SNL, but for kids.
Exactly. Yeah. And Kenan's still on SNL now. It's just so funny. He went straight from, like, one variety show to the next.
I hope he gets treated better on this one.
I know. Well, he didn't really say that anything happened to him. I'm just like, Amanda Bynes is such, I don't know what happened to her, but, like, I feel like Dan Schneider, I don't know. He's never had anything accusatory of him except for being a fucking weirdo. And, like, putting all of this weird shit in those shows, but
that was disgusting.
Yeah. Did you see the stuff with like Ariana Grande?
That made me so mad. I've never seen, and you know, like, it just makes me wonder, like, what the hell were they doing? Just trying to get pedos to watch? Like, that's so sick.
I know. Were they just like, oh, it's just a funny joke?
It's not funny.
You know? The stuff where she was, like, laying on the bed with the, like, water. Ugh. It's just,
oh, I
like,
know. And it just popped out all over her face.
There was this skit with P. Diddy.
Oh, he was on it, too.
They had him in an all that skit where they were, like, the kid, something was on his face, and then they put a helicopter down his pants. It's weird. I don't like it.
I mean, all the praise in the world for Drake Bell's dad, who like knew what was happening and couldn't do anything about it.
I didn't get that far.
Oh, you got to keep watching then. I mean, if you can stomach it, it's tough.
Yeah, I feel like also when you have kids, like that stuff is so infuriating and I get very worked up over things. And like, I just don't know that I have it in me.
Yeah, you might not be able to watch it then, honestly. It's crazy. But VPR.
Ew. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
Drive us back around.
Speaking of weirdos.
Just like as a continuation from the last episode where Katie was outed for sleeping with Max or whatever, sleeping over, having him sleep over, whatever the fuck, and Sheena being a fucking weirdo and having 55 people's locations. That's the one thing I want to talk about. Or not even talk about, but just like question, like, why do all these people trust her with their locations?
Why does she want that many people's locations?
I don't know. That's a good question. Me and my bestie track each other, but that's just to, you know, she's mine.
Safety.
I must know where she is at all times. So not even that. It's just so I can be like, I know you're at home doing nothing. You better come back, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Right. It's blackmail. Me.
Yeah, blackmail. I see you. How's the store?
I definitely understand it for safety purposes. For like, yeah,
that
you know,
is part of it. Fun. I was on a fun little Uber trip recently that turned out to be the Uber ride from hell for me. And yeah, right. I don't even want to get into that. But I text my friend. I was like, just so you know, you're the only one who has my location. But I'm a little nervous right now.
Well, Ross has had your location, right? And you made that known.
Well, yes. Roz always has my location. I always share it anytime I'm in an Uber. But also, you know, I think I probably just gave it to him that day. I don't like want to keep tabs on him. And I don't, you know, like that's, he's always around. You know what I mean? So like, we don't really do that location sharing thing, but I totally would. Like if he, you know, I would definitely make him if he was like working out of the house and stuff like that.
I feel like especially on trips.
Yeah.
Like if you're in a different city, that makes sense to me.
Right. I'm gonna have to give Liz my location. When my phone was off for like 3 hours this morning, the girl lost her mind, didn't you? So cute. I was like, oh my God, somebody loves me.
I know, because I was sending you important info about our new Ozempic adventure.
I know, our bootleg Ozempic. Hell yeah.
Yes, exactly.
But we can't talk about that because I don't want it to be too public. And then these companies get shut down. So,
but I just want to know, like, I thought Max apparently has been around these people for a while now. And I thought that, like, I didn't realize he'd redeemed himself or was best friends with Schwartz. Like, that is new information.
I know. I found that to be, like, shocking.
When did this happen?
It happened the night before the water thing.
No, I mean, like,
oh, the best
when did him and... Yeah, when did, like, all of us then know they're best friends? Like, it just...
Yeah.
Well, Ross and I talked about it. You know, they're not even like best friends with each other, probably, really, except for Sandoval and Schwartz. But, you know, they have like a working relationship. You know, we're not going to know really the ins and outs of everyone they hang out with. It just feels like we would.
It just feels random. And also like Katie hooking up with him. I mean, she just seems very above that because he was just like this grimy little guy that like the Tom Tob manager that got fired for using the N-word in tweets. You know, she's above that. Also, new info that I heard about, I don't want to say the podcast where they were discussing this because we're kind of not liking this podcast at the moment. That is two straight males that talk about Bravo. But
weird.
I know, weird. Like, get out of our space, men.
Yeah, get out of here. This is our time to shine. Get.
Go back to the garage.
So
Make me a bird feeder.
Yeah, go play with your garage fridge. Get out of here.
Apparently, Ariana, like, why she hasn't moved out sooner is because she, I mean, this is LA. She was making a lot of offers. She made, like, at least 8 offers on houses and was, like, either outbid or didn't offer enough, which makes total sense.
It's hard. It's tough. It can take years sometimes.
It's hard in any city. Even in LA, it's even harder.
Well, and it's not like it's cheap. You know, I wouldn't want to have to pay my mortgage or pay. Tom says she doesn't pay.
And some people are probably putting down all cash. Like, there are these companies that buy houses and put down all cash.
Absolutely. I don't think that's cute. It's like really kind of to really mess with the housing market. We should have asked Lori about that. Maybe I'll ask her and then
you should.
And then I'll let you guys know.
Back.
Yeah. Yes. It's interesting.
It's so gross to me. So I totally get it why she hasn't moved out until she got a house of her own. And props to her for that. So yeah. And like Lala just being on a tear about this, she's just trying to secure herself for another season of some show, I think.
Probably.
So
I think you're probably right. And like, why does she care?
Just seems like every day I'm opening up Reddit and like seeing a new thing that she's talking smack about from her podcast.
She needs to shut her mouth for 5 seconds.
I mean, she wouldn't let Schwartz play pickleball, and she's like, you need to have a civilized conversation or civilized relationship for your animals.
Yeah.
Like, shut up, dude. Shut up. You know how this goes. Like, maybe because she was the mistress, she doesn't care that
much. Exactly.
And she's really like, this sympathy for Rachel and all that stuff, which I understand, like Rachel's a human being or whatever. And I don't know. I wouldn't want someone to want to end their life over an affair. But like, you know, she doesn't need to like come after Ariana. And it's crazy to me. They're like, you know, you really got to let go of some of this anger and move on. I feel like there's like new levels and waves and like different. You feel like you're having a good day. And then all of a sudden you're like pissed off again. You know what I mean? It comes in waves or. It's layered. It's not like it just, okay, I'm just going to choose happiness. I'm going to choose to be above this all. Like, that's not going to happen. She's got every right to be pissed.
Well, like, Lala, it's just such a double standard. If Randall was creeping around this friendship group, no way in hell. I mean, it is a little different of a situation.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's just a bad, Randall's like a real villain, okay? Tom Sandoval's like child's play compared.
Yeah. I mean, and just this rage that is coming out of Ariana, I'm sure it's just so pent up because they don't talk to each other. She doesn't have an outlet. Like, she can't just go to him in the house and just straight up rage at him for ruining her life.
Especially because that's such a stupid Sandoval thing to do, is just act calm or whatever while secretly destroying her. Like, fuck you. I don't
blame
her.
It's antagonizing where he's being all like, oh, could you please like reply to my email?
Nothing grinds my gears more than being like, I'm so calm. Look at me. While you know that you've infuriated someone, like, stop.
Right. Yeah.
Stop. Just leave her alone. Just shut your mouth and go away. He just needs to play nice and be respectful. That's all.
He's trying to make her look bad because he knows that she's going to react this way because he's trying to make her look bad by not responding to the email.
Right.
When she wanted to get her ducks in a row, she wanted to get all this inventory of the furniture. She wants her money.
Right.
She wants like her money out of that place.
Which Lala didn't have any money in Randall's place.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's why she fled.
It's easy to do that. When you have no assets to worry about, you can go.
She didn't have any equity in Randall's house.
Right. She had the luxury of just bouncing out.
And also, I don't blame Ariana for, like, looking at Tom Schwartz and being like, fuck you, too. Like, you know, it's bringing the emotions to the front.
He knew about it
the
whole time.
Yeah, he was cool with it. He didn't care.
He had them over.
That's so gross. I did like how when he was leaving the water tasting, it was funny. I like it when though that he and Katie are like friendly. I think it's funny.
So much sexual tension. He's so weird. Like, he's fucked in the head because now that she slept with someone, now he's attracted to her again.
Katie, call me later.
Fucked in the head.
Yeah,
he's like, I don't know what it is.
He didn't want that
mommy daddy issues. I think
probably he didn't want that divorce though either. She did. That was her
because he's lazy. Because he's lazy. He didn't want to, like...
True.
He didn't want to have to make her happy or try anything or, you know, stick up for her. He just wanted to hang with his boys. He didn't want to be married. I don't really think he wanted to be married.
Yeah, I did think it was funny that he called himself a makeout club.
I think he's too selfish to be married to anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
So, a lot of people are. A lot of people are.
And he was just pushed. And he has no spine. Like, we've seen that time and time again. He has no spine.
Aw, poor little thing. No, I'm falling for it. No. That's how he became who he is because people have always given him a pass for his nonsense because he plays the aw shucks, I'm cute game so well.
Exactly. He does.
Because he looks like a dog after who's told, like, who's a good boy? That's Schwartz. Like, every time you're just, like, looking at a dog.
He actually physically does.
He totally has golden retriever energy.
Right. Little puppy.
Also... It was boiling my blood at the beach day when Brock was bringing up, like, Brock was getting in the mix. He was like,
I loved when Sheena was like, shut up.
Did she say that to him? I didn't see that.
Well, not like, shut up, but she's like, why are you getting involved? Like, you have a rage problem. How are you going to police somebody's response to a cheater? And when you have a temper too, like, who are you to say anything? I did like that she called him out.
Andy can't afford his children. Is anyone going to ask what his job is?
I know, right?
I can appreciate the fact that it probably is possible that, like, he was taking care of Summer while Sheena's schedule was kind of up in the air. Fine, whatever. But now that he's, like, trying to get back to work.
Oh, my God. He was a dad.
I know. I'm not saying it was, like...
I just hate him. You know, sorry.
I'm not sticking up for him. I know.
I actually don't hate Brock. I wouldn't say that I'm a huge fan. I think that he's, like, actually, I don't know. I feel bad for Sheena because she's having so many issues, but I don't know. I feel like he's just not, he thinks he's a lot more emotionally involved than he actually is. So,
right. He's sticking his nose where it doesn't belong. He thinks he is the moral high ground somehow, or is able to, like, police these people in the group as if he's some kind of neutral party, and he's not.
Well, he and Sheena have, like, the best relationship out of anybody in that group. Well, except for maybe James Kennedy and Allie, but I don't know.
Oh, I don't. Yeah. I feel like, as much as I think Allie is kind of a user and is using James and doesn't really totally love him, I see Sheena and Brock, like, stare daggers at each other. I don't get great vibes from them.
Well, honestly. Yeah. I mean, I wasn't saying it was a good relationship. It's just better than the other. I mean, look, we got a divorce. We got a cheater. We got one that, like, fled. I mean, it's all terrible. It's all been
in the mud pit of relationships. They're, like, at least a little bit. They're in the pigsty.
Right. They're the best of the worst, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Not really saying much.
I feel like Allie is the best at faking it, that she's trying to get. She released a single recently, I think, like, a week ago. So she's, you know, she's using this exposure for her game.
A song single? She released a single?
Yeah. Which, did y'all see Sheena is in the video and she's kind of dancing on the car. So does that make her... Allie's backup dancer then?
Yeah.
Just saying, Sheener.
I got so mad. I totally fell for that April Fool's thing where they're like, Sheena's going to be on the next Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, did you? Oh my God. My condolences.
My condolences. Thank you. I felt like a real idiot. Like, oh, I hate
there
this day.
So many of them. It was so annoying.
April Fool's annoys me so bad.
So annoying now.
Because I'm gullible and believe, like, everything. So it's tough.
Yeah.
Tough for me.
I know. So I guess we kind of ended at the beach day where they're just all, like, you know, drawing the line in the sand, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Tom got up and left.
Right.
I think that's kind of where it ended, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I just love her. Don't look at me. Ariana.
Yeah,
that's so good.
Don't look at me. Yeah. I mean, it really does suck. I don't think she's going to be on the show next year. I really don't. I think she needs to protect her peace and get away from her ex. Like, most people don't need to be around their ex that cheated on them.
I mean, exactly. Wait, did you guys see Penelope from Bridgerton on Watch What Happens Live?
I love her.
When she's like, unpopular opinion, Ariana jumped into a relationship and that was a dumb move because...
Yes, I agree.
Why would you do that when you were at the top of your game?
So true. She had such a good point. She could have had, like, any hot thing.
Anyone. So many dudes. Oh my God.
I could have seen her with like Tyler Cameron or something.
Yeah, you know? I don't know who that is, but maybe.
From The Bachelor.
I was wondering if that was who you met.
I don't play with The Bachelor. Those people annoy me. It's all about
he is cute.
I want to get Instagram famous, so no thank you.
We need a crossover.
There is kind of some crossover because remember when Sheena dated one of the guys from The Bachelor?
Rob, I forgot about that.
When he can hang a TV in 7 minutes.
No, it wasn't Rob. No, it was just another guy.
Rob Hayes or... But that was Rob...
Robbie? Oh, I think it was Robbie Hayes. Yeah, that sounds right.
Robbie Hayes, yeah.
I didn't watch all the seasons.
I can't do The Bachelor.
Whatever her potential kid's name... Valletta? Is it Rob Valletta?
I have stopped.
Oh, yeah.
Rob Valletta was the one that can hang the TV. But he wasn't on The Bachelor.
Well, so my husband got a new TV. It took like 7 hours to hang that damn thing. It was a nightmare.
It's okay.
Why didn't he call Rob?
I know. Where's Rob when you need him?
We still love him.
Call Sheena for his location. I'm sure she has it.
Should we move over to the valley?
Sure.
With our final Capri.
Capri. You don't love Capri as much as I do in sophistication.
Jesse really is the bougiest asshole. I just also love, like, I don't know if it was this episode or the episode before, but Brittany being like, I don't know why Jesse's so bougie. I mean, he's from Boston. Like, does she not know Boston is one of the wealthiest cities in America? Like, what an idiot.
Yeah, it's like anywhere else. I know. I love Boston, but Boston is not cheap. It's fun. Like, my in-laws live there, so I
think
love
prices
going.
Are more expensive than New York. I'm pretty sure.
I'm sure. It is so cool, though. I freaking love Boston. But yeah, I thought, hey.
Somehow she assumes if you have an accent, you're from a place that has no money.
Like, I don't even clock an accent on him. Does he have a Boston accent? Yeah, I don't see that.
It's like, shut up, Kentucky. Like, you don't know anything.
I love CT's accent.
Me too, actually.
His is more like Brooklyn.
Like a mob boss.
Yeah,
he is. Okay, so did you guys notice they don't show the fight finishing at Michelle's house? So
yes,
annoying.
So and annoying.
They made like a preview, right? I can't remember now, but I want to say
they were doing it like a flashback because it was Jax and Brittany at the farmer's market. And it was like he was recounting the night of what, or she was recounting the night.
Yeah, like I don't want to hear that. I want to see it.
Why are they doing this to us? Like,
I was so
confused. A lot of people
speculated
that it was the editors taking something out of like to protect Kristen, possibly. I don't know.
Or who knows? Maybe it just wasn't as good as we thought it would be. I don't know.
I mean, we missed this whole thing of like Zach standing in Michelle's kitchen and like talking them out where they were at the porch, on the porch. It's just like, it's a very convoluted, like I'm kind of having a little bit of trouble following this whole fight of like who said what and where. And I know racism is involved and Republicans are involved. But
that's all we know.
So I feel like how it originated is Kristen saw Michelle like something online that was about those don't say gay laws. And I believe from there she made an assumption that Michelle is a Republican and a racist from these laws that I believe were in Florida talking about how they can't say gay in Florida schools.
Of course they're Republicans. Did you see that? How, like, you don't get a house listing like that if you're not messing with some Republicans. Get out of here. Get out of here.
Wait, you mean that the mansion that they were having the party in?
Yes. Rich people love Republicanism. Is that a word?
I mean, rich people do love to keep their money. So yeah, I won't
look. If I could keep more money, if we were that rich where it mattered, hell, maybe I'd be a Republican. I don't know. I'd be singing a different song real quick. No, just kidding. But
also, it's interesting that like the story is coming out now because of the guys' night where Kristen's ex showed up and where he was saying that Kristen was broke, so he was going to help her list her house, the Valley Village house that she owned. She was kicked off the show, I guess couldn't afford the house anymore, and he wasn't going to take a cut from it. So that was very different from what she told us. You know, she left out some key information, like that she didn't have any money. I mean, she's Kristen. Kristen is normally like kind of honest to a fault with most things, whether, you know, it makes her look bad or good.
Yeah, that's true. But like, I don't know. I just, that's not something that I'd want to talk about, especially if you're on a new show. Yeah, I don't know. It's just not a great look.
It just makes a lot more sense now that she sold her house, honestly. You know, she wasn't getting the Vanderpump Rules checks.
Are you guys serious? Like, you didn't put two and two together?
I didn't know.
I did. But at the same time, it was like, you never know. So I just wanted somebody to verify.
You don't wind up in that apartment after you lived in that house for like no reason. Yeah. Just saying.
I think it is funny how all of them are ending up in apartments. It is kind of interesting. Like, you would think Katie's been on the show one of the longest.
I mean,
Tom Sandoval.
It is so expensive there.
And they sold the house too.
I know, but who knows how much they put down, you know?
And also Katie, Kristen, I think, is probably a little bit more,
I think she's a little more frugal. I could see Katie just like wasting her money on like buying weed and stuff.
Also, look.
Hey.
Yeah, exactly.
Good investment.
What do you mean a waste? Get out of here.
Not that anything's wrong with that.
Yeah, it's your money, Alex. You do you, boo.
I'm going to go buy a bikini t-shirt that she had on, too.
Oh, my God. That's all they wear.
Oh, the bikini. I know. Those are so funny.
Those are so funny. I associate that with, like, Jersey Shore.
Oh, I think of Florida in, like, the early 90s.
She does. Yeah. Oh, my God. That's so Daytona. Anyway, sorry. Katie doesn't need a yard to deal with, and she doesn't need
to fix
the garbage disposal. And who wants to, like, take out the trash cans? Like, forget it. I would get a condo or that.
It just seems like she's a little bit above like an apartment complex. You know what I mean?
Those are big in Texas too. Like apartment, I think that's a regional thing. Like you either have the big complexes or you have the smaller, like a house or whatever.
You have amenities too, I'm sure. I'm sure they have like a gym and stuff.
Exactly. The pool, whatever.
Yeah, the pool. All right. Take it back.
Yeah. Take it back.
I take it back.
Katie's doing fine.
I love her green couch. She's thriving. I want her green couch.
I know. Yeah. She does have a really, really, really cute apartment.
She has cool taste. Like, it's not like mid-century modern, but it's like quirky and eccentric.
It's eclectic. There you go. A little eclectic. Except for the way she dresses, it's just god awful. But
she hits it sometimes. Like her reunion dress looks pretty good. Like the silver.
The reunion looks good.
Stunning. But that's it. Yeah. That's the only outfit she's ever worn that I approve of.
I know. She just wears these like weird like bowling t-shirts and leaves them open. Like she has a very masculine sensibility.
Yeah, she does.
Which I don't hate. Like you never know what you're going to get with her, honestly. It's like,
you know what? It's sort of on brand too, though, because don't they tease that she like is getting with some chick that Schwartz likes too? I mean, maybe she.
Yeah, we haven't even gotten to that.
Oh, when does that happen?
It's coming up. I feel like it might be the next episode.
I thought it was going to be Joe, but I guess not.
No, it's Sheena's babysitter. It was the nanny with pink hair that Schwartz makes out with.
It's always the nanny. Yeah.
It's always the nanny. Right. You say that and You've Got Mail. I watched You've Got Mail like yesterday. I was a little hungover, so sat around and watched You've Got Mail, and I was so happy. Oh my god, best movie ever.
Okay, so Michelle and Janet, they clear it up, I guess, because like Janet's very staunchly against Kristen now. Like they're no longer friends.
Janet's a liar. I know she had to have said something. You don't just pull that out of your ass.
Right. I mean, it's just basically the Spider-Man meme where everyone's pointing at each other at this point, you know?
I think Zach for sure told Kristen, because basically in his confessional, he's like, Kristen can't keep secrets. Okay, well, now you're just complaining that she told on you, dude. Like, come on, think harder. You're not smarter, so you got to think harder, bro. I think for sure she said it. And I think some things aren't meant to be aired out publicly. That's all.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's still just kind of it. Apparently, Brittany said to someone that they are mad at each other for the rest of this season, which is interesting, I guess. But this was like the fight that really like broke people up. You know, I kind of appreciate Luke standing up for Kristen. I mean, Jesse is just like a raging asshole to everyone pretty much. but.
Well, I listened to the Crappens guys and I swear it was like everything that they were saying was the same stuff I had said to Ross. So I swear on God's green earth that I'm not stealing anything from them, but I definitely agree with them. Like I think Kristen's honest. I think other races can also be racist.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that probably they're Republicans. And I think that Janet said it. I agree 1,000% with
you. You think that Janet said it, like saw Michelle liking those don't say gay stuff?
I guess so. I think Janet for sure said it something to Zach. I think it was probably like a joke. Like, who cares? Who cares?
Right, right. And it was funny that Janet was like, you know, Michelle got like wrapped up in an algorithm or something.
Oh,
like,
I know.
It just is like, oh, I can just get wrapped up in an algorithm.
I know.
You know?
I know.
We're just like victims from the next algorithm that's going to sweep us away.
Yeah. Who knows? And also Janet being like, maybe it's a good point to educate her. You know, it's like, shut up. Shut up. You don't know anything. Like, I don't agree with Michelle. I don't agree with Janet. I think the whole thing's stupid. If it were me, I'd be like, you know, I said it as a joke because of the don't say gay thing. Just be honest. Just be honest. I think it would have gone away. I wouldn't get mad if somebody said that about me when I was like, oh, don't say gay. It's bad.
Right, right. I agree. I don't know. I hope this isn't the fight that makes them like all split up for the rest of the season.
Yeah,
that would be pretty
stupid.
Lame. What was it that like, okay, so the consensus was found that Jax and Kristen, they're liars when it comes to when they talk about themselves, but not when they talk about others, like things that others have done.
I think that's
true.
I
feel
true.
Like that's, yeah.
I feel like they've still been screwing though. Like Jax and Kristen are still having sex, it feels like. So
everybody thinks so. Everybody thinks Jax is so into her.
How are they not? I feel it.
I think it's just like hate banging maybe. I don't see chemistry there.
Did you just say hate banging? Is that a thing?
Yeah, hate bang. It's a hate bang.
Yeah, I hate you so much, I'm going to bang you.
I don't see that chemistry between them, but I could be wrong.
Well, I think they're like really close friends, but I did like it when Janet called them out on like the first episode. She's like, please stop saying you're like brother and sister. That's icky.
Yeah, I know.
Her the
it's
ick.
Just weird.
Gives
yeah,
her
exactly.
Ick.
Exactly. Also, apparently this Jasmine girl was on The Bachelor as well. She's been on so many different reality shows. This is like her fifth one, I think.
They're not showing her enough for me to decide if I, you know, am a fan of hers or not.
I know. I agree. She got like a couple minutes at that party. But, oh, I want to talk about the Jesse and Michelle therapy session.
Oh, my God. That was bad. They're done.
So bad. They're done. I mean, they already are done, like separated.
I love how that coach or whatever he is. I think it's so funny when people say that. But
life coach.
They're like marriage coach. Come on, team. You got this. Yeah. I thought it was like interesting how he was like, Jesse, what she's saying is not something for you to correct or change the way that she's thinking. You need to let it sink in. Ding, 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 ding. Therein lies the problem. He doesn't
listen. Don't
just
like slightly change something to appease her. You have to actually mean it.
And expect something from her too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then when he was like, you cannot be a good husband and father to try and get laid, you know, for a couple months. Like, you just need to be a good husband and a good father.
Yeah. You know? Exactly. Exactly.
It's like, oh, thanks, Captain Obvious. But like, how does Jesse not put to, I don't know. People are so blind to their own like faults and behavior.
Oh, it's so true. Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm sure I am too. It just is what it is, but it's like crazy watching it on TV.
I know. And we're like, you know, we're unbiased. We're just seeing how it's happening. I mean, just like the way he speaks to her, to a lot of people, the way he speaks, it's just crazy the amount of gall that he has.
Yeah, I know.
Like, you can tell he's just so up his own ass and thinks he's right about everything. Even just that, like, him when she put too much milk in his coffee and he was like complaining and bitching about that.
Oh, I know, right? Like, stop, dude.
It's the little things.
Yeah.
That the little comments that don't need to be made.
Yeah, I think that you meant to say thank you.
Yeah, exactly. Someone's doing a favor for you. I got like PTSD from that because like someone doing a favor for you and you criticize that favor that they're doing. That's like immediate out for me.
I like it when you fly across the country for people and they criticize you. That was fun.
Yeah, well, there's that too. It applies to friendship also.
Yeah.
It applies to friendship.
It does. It applies to everyone. If you can't say something nice when someone's doing you a solid, then just keep it shut.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we are right almost at our limit. Anything else we want to chat about?
No. Oh, I meant to tell you girls, on the Queen's Gambit, the mom, the chess gal's mom was wearing a bolero in one scene. I spotted a bolero in the wild. Yep. I was like, yoo-hoo.
Yeah. No way.
I was like giddy with excitement. I couldn't wait to tell you guys.
The way for us to fit bolero into this episode is saved.
You're welcome.
Now I gotta watch.
Alex is probably like enraged right now.
My blood pressure is a little high, but.
All right. Well, thank you everyone for listening. Please go to our Instagram, Bravo Should Be Fun Podcast, and like, rate, and review us wherever you get your podcasts. We'll catch you in 4 days, Thursday, since we're recording this episode a little late. Bye.
Bye. Hang in there, Taiwan. We love you. Bye.